makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present your favorite radio friend, Lum and Abner. Did you ever see anything or anybody look more thoroughly at peace with the world than a baby lying fast asleep in his crib? And sometimes don't you wish you were a child again, if for no other reason than to enjoy such restful sleep? If you do, may I suggest that besides wishing, you find out what it is that's keeping you awake nights. It may be coffee, you know. For while many people can drink coffee without being kept awake, many others should never touch it. So if you think coffee prevents you from sleeping, drink Postum instead. For Postum contains no caffeine or any other stimulant that could possibly cause sleeplessness. And Postum is a mealtime drink you'll thoroughly enjoy, hot or iced, for its tempting fragrance and mellow, distinctive flavor are deliciously satisfying. You'll be surprised, too, and pleased at how little Postum costs. Actually, less than 1/2 cent a cup. For your convenience, it comes in two forms. Postum cereal, the drink you make by boiling or percolating, and instant Postum, mixed instantly in the cup. Make a note now to order Postum from your grocer first thing tomorrow. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. To leave next Friday on his trip to England to collect the 30 million pound inheritance. The old fellow has purchased a ticket for a bicycle tour through Europe and expects to visit all the places of interest on the European continent while over there. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum over at his house where he will be busy for the next few days making preparations for leaving. Listen.
Come in. Oh, come in, Abner. Come in.
Hey, howdy, Lum. I just on my way home to dinner and thought I'd drop in and see how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Never seen you all day yesterday.
No, I spent the day over at Uncle Henry Lunsford's across the river.
Well, what's the matter? Ain't you feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling all right.
Well, why ain't you up and dressed then?
Oh, well, to tell you the truth, all my clothes is in the washing, getting everything all cleaned up for my trip. I leave Friday, you know.
Well, you can't run around here all week in a bathrobe, can you?
No, my suit will be back this afternoon.
Oh.
I had Cedric take it over and get his mama to iron it for me.
Uh-huh.
Got to go into the county seat tomorrow and have my picture took for my passport.
For your what?
My passport. Got to have a picture of me so they'll know it's me. Got to have that right along with me to get in them foreign countries.
Well, if you're there, they'll know it's you without having no picture of yourself. They can just look at you.
Yeah, they look at both of us. See if we look alike.
Oh, well, naturally, a picture of you's going to look like you.
Yeah, but that's to keep me from using a picture of somebody else.
Well, what would they want to think you'd want to use a picture of somebody else for? You look all right. I don't care what they say.
Well, that ain't the idea, though. It's to keep people from slipping in them countries. You get a permission from the government for them to let you in, and your picture's right there on it, and they come for you and see if you're the right one.
Oh. Well, sir, now that's interesting. I just hope your pictures look more like you in that last batch you had made. They never would let you in nowhere.
Yeah, that's the reason I'm going to the county seat. Have a regular photographer do it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I just wished I was going with you, Lum.
Well, there'll be room, just me and Cedric, and it's a Sudan.
I mean to Europe on your trip.
Oh, yeah. Wished you was too, Abner.
Didn't give anything.
Sort of hate to head out by myself. Feared I'm going to get off for homesick.
Yeah, well, that's a long way from home, all right.
Well, I still think you could go if you just would.
Oh, no. Couldn't think of it, Lum. No, just ain't got the money.
Well, Squire said the other day he'd buy your half interest in the store.
Yeah, but law me, Lum, I couldn't take my last cent and spend it on a trip that away, just for the fun I'd get out of it. You're going over there to get that inherit. You got a reason for going, but I ain't.
Mm-hmm. Sure love to have you. Tell you what I'll do, Abner. I'll make you a proposition right now.
Proposition?
Yeah, after I get that in here, I'm going to have more money than I know what to do with.
Yeah.
And I won't know how to look after all of it.
Well,
I'm going to need a treasury. You go with me, and when we get to England, I'll give you the job.
Oh, no, I don't know nothing about treasury
law. Well, you don't have to. I can't carry all that money by myself. I'll just get you to help me carry it back home.
Well, yeah, I could do that, I reckon. You'll pay my expenses just to get me to help you carry it home?
Yes, sir.
Well, sir, I don't get a... Elizabeth never would stand for it.
Why, of course she would. Call her up and tell her that I'm going to pay you a salary and take care of all your expenses.
Well, you ain't got no money, have you, Lon?
No, you have to set your interest in the store to get over there, but... Quick as they divide up that estate, I'll pay you back every nickel you've been out.
Oh, no, now, Lom, you're just doing this on account of us being such old friends. I wouldn't let you.
Well, regardless, I've got to have somebody to help me look after my money for me, and you're a feller I can trust. That's better than hiring some stranger.
Yeah, I'm honest. I will say that for myself. Awful honest.
Well, what do you say?
Oh... Well, I don't know, Lon. I'd love to go if I just thought Elizabeth wouldn't be.
Well, I'll
waiting.
Call her up if you're scared to ask her.
Will you, sure enough?
Why, sure.
Well, short and too long.
I know.
And if she says it's all right with her, well, I'll sure go with you. I'll tell you that right now.
You just wait. Quick as I get through talking to her, she'll be begging you to go.
You just think all through Europe. Oh, she won't have to go, though. I know it.
Hello?
Stand for it,
Elizabeth?
Oh,
this is Lum.
Think about it, Abner.
Oh, tolerably well. How's yourself?
I know this.
Huh? Yes, and he's sitting right here now, over at my house. Oh, well, he's got something more important than that than eating dinner to think about.
Now, don't make her mad now, Lum. Don't make her mad.
Just a minute. She says she's been waiting dinner on.
Oh, my goodness, I forgot it. We're off on the wrong foot already. You might as well just hang up, Lon.
Well, he'll be right on over there in just a minute, Elizabeth. But first, I wanted to talk to you. How would you like to see your husband a treasury? No, not the county treasury. Treasury of me. Yeah, see, after I get all that in here, I'm going to have somebody I can trust to help me look after my money for me. No, he don't have to run for the office. I'm just going to hire him. Guarantee him a job for the rest of his life. Well, I thought you'd be in favor of that. Yeah, of course, he'll have to go over there to England with me to help me get the money and all. Well, we was just talking. He's going to sell his interest in the store if he takes this job. Can't have him doing both, you know. Oh, we'll be gone about 6 weeks. We're going to tour all over Europe, you know, while we're over there. Going to England and pick up that money. And we're going on to Holland and France and Switzerland and Italy and... Sure, we'll see Paris. You bet your life. Oh, them's just stories. Yeah, but them soldiers just exaggerated things, I believe. Well, now, don't worry. I'll look after him. Well, he can. I'll look after him, and he can look after me. All right, then. We won't go to Paris. Now, what do you say? Well, good. Grannies, I knowed you wouldn't stand in his way of making a success out of yourself. All right, Elizabeth, thank you. Goodbye. Mom? Oh, he will. I'll tell him to come right on over. Goodbye. What did I tell you?
Did she sure enough say I could go along
on it? Yes, sir. It'd be perfect all right with
her. Well, bless her heart. Bless her little heart.
Now, you better rest right on over there and eat dinner.
Yeah,
keep her in a good humor with herself.
Yeah, I'll sell out to Squire this afternoon and come over and talk to you tonight, Lum, about the whole business.
Yeah, we'll have to go in the county seat together tomorrow to get them passports.
Yeah. Well, sir, I just can't believe I'm going. Just can't believe it.
No. Oh, we'll have the time of our lives.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
I told Elizabeth we wouldn't go to Paris, but we ever get that ocean trick to us, we can do pretty much as we please.
Well, you're the boss. I'll have to go wherever you order me to.
Yes. Goody. Well, sir, I granted I would have thought of it sooner, Abner. Might have known I was going to have to hire somebody.
Yeah, well, now, I ain't had no experience in that kind of work long, but I'll do the best I know how, I'll tell you that.
Oh, well, $480 million. Even if you do make a few mistakes, it won't hurt nothing, I don't reckon.
Well, let's see now. I'm going to have to June around here to get my things all ready. Order buy a new suit's what I ought to do. Or a coat, anyway, I need it there. Aye, doggy, that's going to be the life, you know. It just sit back there and ride all over you.
Wait a minute, Abner. That's my ring.
Well, I've got to go anyway, Lom.
Yeah, all right. Hello?
I'll see you tonight, Lom.
This is him. Oh, yeah, Elizabeth, he's just fixing to leave.
Yeah, tell her I've done went, Lom.
Wait a minute, Abner. She wants to talk to you.
Oh, my goodness. I bet she's changed her mind now, and I can't go. Just about it.
Well, here, see if you can talk her back into it, then.
Yeah, thank you. Hello, honey. Huh? Why, I was aiming on selling it to Squire Skim. Why? Why, $1,000, I reckon. That's what Lum sold him his half for. Oh, no. It ain't going to cost me but about $200 or $300 to get over there, and then Lum's going to pay my way from London on the rest of the way. Why, honey? Huh? Well, what kind of good news? Oh. Why, of course, I'm glad, but, Yeah, but I just thought... Why, yeah, it's all right with me, but... I'll tell you, I'll talk to you about it when I get home, Elizabeth. Uh-huh. Well, if you done decided, I reckon it's done settled, then. All right, Elizabeth. Yes, honey. All right. Goodbye.
What's the matter?
Well, that fixes things. Elizabeth has decided that her and little Pearl is going with her.
Well, it seems Pine Ridge will have quite a delegation in Europe this summer. One very sure sign of summer is when children begin begging mother to let them eat supper out of doors. And on hot, sticky evenings, it's a treat that all grown-ups will enjoy, too. To make supper time picnic time. To eat on the lawn or porch so you get the benefit of whatever breeze is blowing. Try it sometime. And to make a pleasant occasion even more enjoyable... Serve everyone tall, frosty glasses of tempting iced postum. Just make it your regular, easy way, with milk or with water, and add cream. If you think hot postum is delicious, just wait until you taste it iced. You've a treat in store for you, believe me. You'll have all you can do to keep those glasses filled. And that's just perfect, because postum contains no caffeine, no stimulant of any kind, so you can drink all you want. And it can't possibly cause sleeplessness, nervousness, or indigestion. Postum can be left standing, too, without losing or changing its flavor. So to save yourself work on hot days, make enough for lunch, dinner, and between meals. And see if your family or your guests have ever tasted a summer drink as cooling and delightfully refreshing as iced Postum. Lum and Abner again on Wednesday evening at this same time, presented by Postum. See you then. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.